never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
How are you? Come on in and experience not the raspy, dulcet tones you normally get, but the frog in my voice. I don't know. I woke up this morning with the frog in my voice. I have no idea why. I'm sure it's worse for me than it is for you, but if there was ever a time that a podcast is difficult and less enjoyable for me, it is days like today. So I apologize for it, but we'll do our best we can. We're talking interpreting your calling today. Have you ever had a calling? Ever felt like just inside your heart? That's something you're supposed to do or maybe not do? I get them, and I'm pretty good at calling them in, I think. I'm very open to things like that. But sometimes I get confused, and I had to put a rule into place a long time ago. They had to kind of test and validate and see where I was with the calling. So we'll talk about that today. I think it'll help some of you, probably more than you know. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, episode 4,817 right now. Going to 5,000. People saying, Scott, what are you going to do at 5,000? I have an inkling of an idea. I think I know what I'm going to do. But I tend to speak well before I've decided. So you don't mind if I just don't say. Just going to be quiet this time. Why not? So one thing before I start here. About a month and a half ago, we launched Face Your Passion, the coaching group, and we kept it really small when we did. It's been incredible. I'm just blown away by this group of people and what's happening to them. And I really mean that. You don't have to believe me, but you have an experience, and I get it. But I'm excited by it. I need a few more people. I need 5 or 10, that's about it, that would like to be in that group. It's not a free group. You got to pay to get in it. If you were on that call and you were on the fence and you had questions, you're kind of waiting for us to get our feet under us a little bit, we've done that. Send an email to scott@motivationtomove.com and just let me know you want to talk about it. I'm going to send you a link. You get on my calendar. We'll jump on Zoom. We'll talk. And either you'll say, hey, it's for me, or it's like, hey, you got to talk to Scott. It's good times, right? No pressure. Well, later on, we're going to grow. Right now, it's small. And it's really intimate. It's very cool. Scott@motivationtomove.com. Okay, interpreting your calling. So I'm probably going to I'll be careful not to make anybody mad at me today. No controversy. But, you know, whenever we get in this realm, we kind of have to do that. We're talking about calling, like the universe whispering in your ear, your heart, moving you in a keyword-specific direction. Some people are very, very good at hearing in their heart what the universe is saying to them. Now, you may be a person who uses the term universe. That's very popular these days. That's fine. I'm a guy that uses the word God. That's what I do. I'm more of a Christian, so I use that word. But you may be a spiritual person, maybe very much woo-woo, and universe is your thing. It's completely up to you. Don't really care about that. I think it's the same thing, depending on where you are in your life. So just go with me on this, okay? It's funny. Can I tell you a funny story? I like specificity. And if there's any one lesson you learn in listening to me, you got to be very clear about what you want and how you're going to do it. The will and the way. You got to know how to do that. Be very specific about it. My friend Louis Gates, who's a medium, a spiritual healer, he says, got to be specific. Because if you ask for a car, you don't want a 1953 Volkswagen. Wait a second. Did they make Volkswagens in 53? Not really sure. But still, be specific. If you want a Ferrari, ask for it. I jumped on a prayer call the other day. A friend of mine was doing it, so I saw that on Facebook. I jumped in to check it out and listen for a few minutes. And really, just a very few minutes, I jumped on to say, what's he doing? And talk about specificity. The opening prayer was, oh, great universal unseen force that we believe that is around us all the time, followed by the Lord's Prayer. I thought, okay, there's a 50-50 there. That's kind of cool. But I didn't like the great unseen that we believe is around us all the time. I didn't like that. I want you to be specific. And that is what messes up, in all cases, are believing in a calling. Because it's our faith in whatever we believe that will allow us to believe in the calling. So whatever you believe in, I want you to have absolute faith in that so you can interpret it properly. So before I go on, I got to admit that I'm certainly not an expert in this at all. My late wife was a Reiki healer and did some mediumship work. I spent a lot of time at Casadega, Florida, which is a spiritual community, more than I've ever talked about. You will never know how much time I spent there, but it's a lot. Years and years and years. And it was interesting because the magic of gravity is one of those things that messes with my mind. See, I don't understand the universe that much, but I know gravity works. And that's all pretty much I need. I've got to get along, go along kind of guy. You don't have to talk me into lots of things. If the scientists have proven that gravity is a thing, I'm with you. It's kind of there, okay? But what do you do And how do you know if the universe or God is speaking to you, calling you, compelling you to get off the sofa and go do what you say you want to do? But you still won't do it. This is a hard thing. Now, I'm a creative guy. I'm a guy that's always looking to expand what I'm doing, and I'm always open to the message. I usually don't know where I'm heading. I just don't know. But I'm willing to take that first step. I'm willing to open the door. I'm willing to sleep on it. I'm willing to give my brain some space to bring it in, that default mode network, they call it. Give some space to be talked to. I'm willing to do that. But a lot of years ago, I was very much in the habit of doing that. I would listen to the voices inside my head. And once I figured out it wasn't me talking to myself, and I talked to myself in my head a lot, I had to really work on that. Once I figured out that it wasn't necessarily me, and I was following everything that they told me to do, and it wasn't necessarily working, and that I had a lot of false starts, I realized that those messages were not necessarily in black or white. And isn't that the funny thing about faith? Funny thing about believing what's going on around a power bigger than you, a higher authority, if you will. You have a lot of faith because you can't prove it, can you? You can believe it, but you can't prove it. So therefore, it's really, really hard to dial into it. Basically, everything's in the gray. Nothing's necessarily black or white, especially when you don't know where you're heading. They didn't seem to particular order to what I was going to be doing when I heard these things. And in most cases, they were kind of out of context in my life. I didn't understand that entirely. It was like I was doing this, but the calling said do that. That's kind of weird to me, right? That ever happened to you? It's like, wait a second. Why don't you help me with what I'm doing now versus telling me to do something else? Man, mindlessly flowing in and out of my feelings. Often I didn't get what I wanted. Often I went down the wrong path. Often I was confused. It was crazy. So one day, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it happens a lot, somewhere between 2:30 and 3, boom. It's that time of the night, that special time of the night. It's a time of the night when it's so quiet and nobody's talking and nobody's thinking. The world has gone to sleep, at least in your area, right? The vibrations are look kind of quieter. It's that time when you get those callings. You ever woken up in the middle of the night and something just spoke to you? It happens between like 3 and 5 in the morning. Go Google that. There's a lot of information about there. This is nothing that hasn't been studied a lot. It happens all the time. But about 3 o'clock in the morning, I had a thought. Maybe I'm not supposed to do what I'm hearing. Maybe I'm stuck in my thinking that the universe is giving me more of what I'm focused on. That happens. You get what you focus on, right? That's the basic rule of what we do here. See, most people say, Scott, I don't like what I'm doing. I need to change it. I said, well, stop talking about what you don't like doing because that's what you're focused on. So it made sense to me that whatever I was focused on, I would linger in my brain until I kind of questioned it from a different angle, whether I wanted it or not. And that's when I started using this rule that I call the 180 rule. I know it's simple, doesn't make a lot of sense. You don't hear me talk about it a whole lot, but it is absolutely a working principle inside my brain. When a thought pops into my head and it feels like a calling, and you know the difference between a random thought and something's like, whoa. When that happens, and it convinces me to run in a direction that I'm supposed to run in with all my enthusiasm, I always pause now. I say, wait a second. What if it really means I'm supposed to move the other way instead? See, the universe works like that. God works like that. Sometimes the message you're getting is not exactly the one you think you should have. Sometimes you're interpreting it in the way you need it, but it's actually another lesson. You're just not ready to hear it yet. Sometimes the lesson you need to learn to get what you want is exactly the opposite direction of where you think you need to go. Sometimes hard times have to come before you get to the good times. I know you don't want to do that, but sometimes that happens. You got to be willing to open yourself up to that. Happens all the time when I ask my wife to marry her. I was literally in the men's room at the ocean deck in Daytona Beach. I said, I'm going to marry this girl. I just felt it. Tonight's the night. It's time to do it. So I walked out and hit the dance floor, and they were playing the electric slide, and I'm thinking, I'm questioning myself. Let's do the 180 rule and see if it's trying to drive me away and go pick up myself another chick at the bar, or should I marry this one to marry me? And after I did a couple steps of the electric slide, it was confirmed. So I walked over to the table, pulled out a piece of a wrapper from a straw, tied it into a ring, and asked her to marry me. She said, Mr. Smith, I'd marry you tomorrow. For the record, she didn't. But nonetheless, she eventually did. Good choice. Stopped and validated. Make sure it was right. See, sometimes you're getting these messages because you are going the wrong way. Sometimes it's a nudge to go through the fire to get to what you want. That's what makes them confusing. And that's where your faith comes into play. You got to be willing to believe whatever direction you've had, it's going to be okay. You got to listen for the way to get there. New way of thinking, man, changed everything. Didn't get easier. Sometimes it took me off the path. It really did. Still questioning the context of the wisdom as it was applied to my current life and experience allowed me to avoid the dead ends and the frustration. And pretty soon something else happened too. I kind of started living in the trust but verify mode. I got calm. I began to listen for what was coming to me and said, let me just kind of let it simmer out there a little bit. Let me see what happens here. And what I learned by doing that, by taking a break and taking a breath and allowing that to happen, that would come back stronger. And if it was real, it came back and almost just it overtakes my body in a physical way. A way that I can feel. A lot of people can't describe what I feel, but I feel it hit my body. And when it hits my body, it's after I verified it. I'm like, man, this is the way to go. Is it always the way that I think I need to go? Oh, no. In fact, I've had many times my wife said, what are you thinking? I said, well, I got the feel. I did. I had this calling that came to me, a direction I needed to go. I flipped it around 180 degrees and challenged it, gave it some space, let it linger and marinate a little bit, let it season a little bit, and then I got the feeling in my body. And I knew I had to go forth. This business started when I did that. Joy became my wife when I did that. Some of the changes I'm making right now with Face Your Passion came because of that feeling. So where are you? If you don't know, it's time to open up a little bit, trust but verify, and do some more study if you need to. Get that faith built up big time. In this world we live in today, you got to have some faith to live in this world. You got to. Without faith, it's a very, very not nice place.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?